Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, as mobile financial services grow rapidly across not only this country but Africa, and listen to this number, 763 million mobile money accounts and billions of transactions being processed, the question of security is becoming more and more critical. Telcos are not only expanding access to financial services but are also facing increasing challenges from fraud and other security risks. Let me tell you, this is a big issue. And tonight I'm in conversation with Robert van Breukelen, who's Chief Executive Officer of Itemate Solutions, to discuss how telcos can balance this explosive growth with the need to protect their customers. Robert, good evening to you, and I'm glad we're talking about this. It is a critical issue. How big a problem is it?
Good evening, Jeremy. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. There's always going to be fraud, and that's in any sector. So that is unfortunate, and it is something that we got to mitigate. So it's really trying to stay ahead of the fraudsters and plugging gaps as much as possible. And telcos are providing incredible services to their customers, not only voice and data, but also, as you rightly said, mobile financial services, loans, mobile money, and mobile insurance. And they need to protect their customers. What I've been finding recently is that a lot of the telcos are actually struggling with the prepaid market. They're trying to tap into the prepaid customers. And these are customers that you do have less information about. If you're a contract customer, a postpaid customer like you and I probably are, you do have the necessary KYC details and the regulatory requirement information that you would have for those people. What the challenge is for the post, these people traditionally have just been handed a SIM card, got some airtime, and off they go. With regulatory requirements now that these people have to be registered correctly and have the correct information, the agents that are selling SIM cards and registering these customers do have access to very, very important information of these people that they themselves could use fraudulently or pass on to other people to use fraudulently. And that is a challenge that I'm seeing at the moment.
Is there anywhere of tightening that registration process?
Yes, so there are, telcos have looked at a few means of doing that. These field agents are not necessarily directly linked to the telco, and that's where the problem comes in. So some of the telcos that I've actually dealt with very recently have done away with using field agents, but that then requires a customer to come to a store. They might have to travel for some time because these stores are far away from the rural areas, and bring the necessary information, documentation, and register. So what are we helping a few telcos do, and there are some telcos that are already doing this, is using apps either for self-registration. Obviously, you've got to have a smartphone to use an app for self-registration, which would be integrated to government departments or integrate directly into the telco, so for validating either through AI or with government integration, or to be validated or registered by a field agent, but with the field agent having to log on to the app, you do have an audit trail to understand who has registered the particular customer. So if there are issues on the account, you do have some recourse and you can follow up with that field agent.
But it's a difficult balance, isn't it? Because on the one hand, there is regulatory compliance, which is critical. The other side, which is what you and I want, is customer security. But the telcos have also got to manage profitability. It's a real tightrope.
Correct. If I look at the situation in Nigeria recently, a few years ago, MTN was fined heavily for not deactivating customers who were not registered correctly. They went and deregistered or restricted a number of users towards the beginning of this year, and there were protests and they had to close their stores. So it is a bit of a tightrope from that regard. I also know of a West African country where they are far behind on ID documents. So the telcos wanting to register their customers correctly, but the customers actually don't have ID documents. So you having to do as best you can and notify government that I have registered Rob, but he hasn't got an ID, so can you please tell me when you'll have an ID? So again, yes, tightrope. You're trying to manage profitability and work within the confines of the government, as well as keeping the customer secure.
Is the problem any better or any worse in this country?
It, in my opinion, is better within the South African context. Again, most of my experience is north of the border, but I do believe that within the South African context, we have, are more sophisticated. The users are more tech savvy, even in the more rural areas. So I don't think it's as big a problem in South Africa, this particular scenario. But there's fraud in South Africa as well. I was a victim of fraud on my credit card just a couple of weeks ago, and I'm very vigilant about my security. And I apparently made a transaction in France 2 weeks ago, and I was nowhere near this. So, yeah, unfortunately, there are always loopholes that fraudsters get through, and we just need to try and protect the customers the best possible.
Robert, to what extent are telcos relying on artificial intelligence in solving the problem, or is human oversight and intervention always going to play a crucial role in maintaining security?
AI is very much in its infancy. We are actually providing a solution that uses AI for a client of ours in West Africa. Currently, what they're doing is they are eyeballing every single document that is sent through to them, whether it's an ID document or a selfie of the customer from the field agent. It's everything's been eyeballed. Manual process. So that one is very slow, two is lab intensive, and they're employing well over 100 people to do this, and three, not the most secure process. So AI is definitely the way to go, and it is one of the means that we are using to ensure that a customer's information is more secure and the customers are the customer is validated in a more accurate manner.
Let me finish with a strategic question, if I can. It's common cause that telcos are becoming increasingly involved in financial services. It's their very future in many respects. Do you think that the security concerns that you've outlined could stunt the growth of the sector, or are the security measures keeping pace with the expansion?
That's a difficult question. I would like to say that they are, and I think some telcos are keeping pace with the evolution in terms of the mobile financial services and protecting the customers. We do come across, there's a range of telcos as well. You know, your more advanced, your groups like MTN and Vodacom, Vodafone are doing a fantastic job. Some of the smaller guys are coming in at the bottom end of the market and trying to make ends meet and have some way to go before they can cover themselves correctly. Let me put it that way.
A very interesting and I think important conversation. Robert van Breukelen, thank you very much indeed, Chief Executive Officer of Itemate Solutions. I appreciate your time tonight. We have been duly warned.
Thank you very much.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.